The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. Thanks for joining me for another mini episode in our Consistency 365 series. One of the big barriers to consistency is staying in a place of, I don't know, just throwing up your hands and being like, I don't know what to do. I don't know what's wrong with me. I was thinking about this the other day. I had an exchange with one of my clients, and it got me thinking about when I first started my job in the supplement industry. When I graduated from college, I worked for a hospital system, and a few years after being with the hospital system, I moved into the supplement industry, and I knew nothing about the supplement industry. I applied for this job because this company was where my then boyfriend at the time worked, who became my first husband, and I thought it would be a cool shift, and I wanted to work at the same place as he did because he really liked his job. And I got the job, and I remember getting the job and being like, I don't know anything about this. I don't know the first thing to do. And when I went into the role, there wasn't a training program. It was just sort of you get thrown into the pool and you learn how to swim. And while I very much had the sense of, I don't know anything, I didn't stay in that energy and just show up and sit there being like, I don't know what to do. Gosh, I really don't know what to do. Because if I did that, I would be fired. I went in and I learned and I studied and I asked questions and I tried and I was engaged in doing and I learned from doing. But when it comes to things that are more personal, where there aren't as many people involved, it can be very easy to sit and like, I don't know. I don't know what's wrong with me. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know why I keep doing this. And this exchange that I had with one of my clients, basically she said, I don't know what's wrong with me. I don't get it. I sabotage myself all the time. And I replied and I said, tell me more. Whatever this situation is specifically where you feel like you are sabotaging, tell me what tools you're working with. What have you tried? What do you know that you could do to make a difference? And what are you doing? And so she listed out, you know, I'm drinking more water, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. And she said, where I really struggle is planning and executing my meals. But none of the things that she listed out had to do with setting her up for success in eating what she said she would eat. So I said, all right, other than writing it down after it's done, what tools are you using for planning and executing your meals? Have you broken it down into smaller pieces? What have you tried? And she replied very honestly, which is so valuable. She said, I haven't. You know, I could do these things and I have the time to do it and I have the resources, but I haven't done it. That is so often what gets in the way of consistency. We give so much energy and so much emotion to how we feel about the problem and to thinking about the problem, what happened, why it happened, how you feel about what it happened, and not nearly as much time or energy or emotion or attention in this is what I can do about the solution. And sometimes we have to channel that energy that I brought into that job that was completely outside of my skill set. I didn't want to lose the job. And so every day I showed up to learn and I would bring things home to study and I would pay attention in meetings and then I would do things based on what other people said or what other people suggested. I was so in action Yes, I had the thoughts of fear and the thoughts of uncertainty and the thoughts of doubt, but more than anything, I was in action creating the solution. I didn't know exactly what was going to work. I didn't know if what I was doing was going to work. I didn't have a path or a playbook, but I was in action. I was in action. I was in action. And if we would just apply that to whatever area we are struggling in, it changes everything. Be really mindful of how much of your time and your energy is distracting you from action because you are spinning around how you feel about the problem, replaying the problem. Use that energy, redirect that energy, and get in action. You are the only thing in your way, and you do not have to remain in your way. But to get out of your way, you have to get in action. Even if you don't know what to do or you aren't exactly sure of the path, you can still be in action. You still have tools that you are aware of from books that you've read or podcasts you've listened to or people you've talked to. You have an arsenal of tools. You just have to use them, and you have to use them consistently, and you have to use them in those moments that you struggle with. It is a choice. You are capable of making that choice. I am capable of making that choice. So let's go through today and make that choice.